What's going on, America? I am Graham Allen, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast. No more sex until women are allowed to murder babies. I know it sounds ridiculous because that's exactly what it is, but we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the fact that Brian Sims, in fact, did not show up to debate me in Philadelphia, even though I went to him. And we're going to talk about whether or not the fact, should we allow children to be drag queens? Is that something we should do? Oh, and we give a nod to our mothers, because even though Mother's Day was yesterday, we weren't on the air, so we figured we might as well do it today. Sit back, relax, and welcome to the newest episode of the Dear America podcast.
Hey!
I feel like Alyssa was really loud in that one. Maybe it was just
me.
Was that super loud? Everyone, welcome back, Alyssa.
My falsetto's back.
We missed her very much. And
so much.
It is the Monday after Mother's Day, but we don't do a podcast on Sunday. So happy
Mother's Day.
Wow. Man, it's starting. Apparently, I'm not supposed to tell you happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, Alyssa.
You're
an amazing mom. Happy Mother's Day to all of the real mothers out there. And I got a lot of hate off of that statement yesterday. Graham, who are you to decide who a real mother is? It's very easy. Anyone that would find trouble with that, either A, is a crappy mom, or B, not a mom in the first place.
That's right.
So anyway, happy Mother's Day to everyone. Sorry we don't do a podcast on Sunday, but we're here on Monday. Thank you all for what you do.
Love you, mama.
I love my mama too.
Jake and Melissa love their moms.
Nerds.
What's that? The water boy where he's like, I love mama.
I love mama. Thing
pops Mama's up. Wrong again.
So I do have some sad things to start this podcast off. And I'm going to try to compose myself a little bit.
Okay.
Before I tell you guys this terrible story that happened just 30 minutes ago. It was very, very terrible. So I was driving down the road and I was making a left turn, like a curve.
It wasn't a turn.
Okay. There was a bird that apparently was flying low altitude across the air. I mean, across the road. All right. Uh-huh. And everybody knows what I'm talking about. It was one of those slow-mo moments where I'm curving in the curve and I see the bird. And it's like the, no, don't do it. And it passed right in front. I did not hear or feel anything.
I'm glad you didn't feel anything.
All I know is I looked in the rear view and I saw a lot of feathers.
Aww.
It was like that scene from a cartoon where it's just
angry birds, it's just
a bunch of feathers. So can we have a moment of silence for the bird?
Yeah.
Moment of silence, Jake.
Sorry.
Wow. Moment of silence for the bird.
There you go.
I have a question.
Really? Y'all can't even give 2 seconds. Moment of silence.
Do you think it was like a little bird or was it like a pelican?
It was a red bird. It was a red bird.
That's Meemaw's favorite bird.
I didn't see the bird out maliciously.
Aww.
Jeez, how do you think I feel? I'm the one that killed the bird.
You should feel bad. That's Meemaw's favorite bird.
Anyway, okay. All right. Talking about killing things.
Okay.
All right. So let's, most of you that have been following me last week, you know about the entire thing that was Brian Sims and the Planned Parenthood accosting of elderly women and teenage girls in front of the Planned Parenthood in Philly.
That's right.
Now, I want to take you guys through really quick for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about. Most of you probably will because most of you saw my social medias last week leading up to this event. But I want to talk to you about the event for a brief moment, if I may. And then we're going to get into the fact that Hollywood celebrities think that by not having sex with men, we're going to allow them to murder children. But moving on. All right. So last week, Brian Sims accosted an elderly woman and teenage girls in front of a Planned Parenthood, basically calling them old white women. So he brings race into it, which was amazing to me.
And he did that twice because he said it to the teenage girls.
But what's even weirder, Brian Sims is a white dude.
He doesn't like white people, though, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't like white straight people, but that's a whole other issue in and of itself. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So he accosts this elderly woman, and then another video comes out of him offering money for people to identify these teenage girls and their addresses so he can dox them. Okay. This is a grown man, an elected state representative official. So those videos start trending. And I see it initially. Jake, you remember this, and a lot of you might remember this. So I simply put a tweet out to Brian Sims. And I say, hey, Brian, I am offering to fly you, pay all your expenses to come here to this studio, and let's have you be treated with respect. I'm not going to, like, murder you or anything like that, but I would love to have a conversation with you about this. So what does Brian Sims do? He blocks me. All right. Well, we put that up for everybody to see.
Tough guy.
Well, because he's a coward.
Yeah. Well, of course he's a coward.
I would be scared of you.
He's a homosexual, liberal / Democrat, Planned Parenthood, murder-supporting person, okay? Mm-hmm. That apparently has a problem with white people, even though he is white. Either way, this isn't a bash Brian Sims thing. So we're just going through the steps of what happened because I believe context for people is very important. So that was the context. Invited the guy to come on the show. I'll pay for him to get here because I don't like phone interviews. I like you to be sitting in front of me when we talk. Nothing. Crickets, nothing, not a zip. And to go even further, the man blocks me. So then Matt Walsh from Daily Wire puts out a tweet and he basically says, hey, what if we decide to form a pro-life rally in front of that very church? I am so sorry for all of the Christians.
Church of Satan.
Yeah. The Devil's Church, Planned Parenthood. What if we plan a rally in front of the same Planned Parenthood that Brian Sims was attacking these people? So I respond. I said, hey, man, I think that's a great idea. And I didn't think anything about it. You know, a lot of people say that all the time. Nothing ever really happens. But this time, Matt Walsh writes me, he DMs me on Twitter.
No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. And he says, hey, man, are you serious? I said, well, heck yeah, I'm serious. Do you don't know me? I'll do it. I'll show up. All right. And so next thing I know, we're forming this rally. So I decide what better way can I help but to make a video about it. Millions of views later from a video in 2 days. All right. Mm-hmm. That's the amazing thing. And I want everybody to listen to this. In 2 days, we formulate this pro-life rally where Live Action, Lila Rose, Michael Knowles from Daily Wire, Matt Walsh from Daily Wire, myself, Greg Locke showed up, a bunch of every news outlet you could imagine shows up. We shut this block down.
Come on.
I mean, there were over 1,000 people to show up to downtown Philadelphia.
From all over the place.
Okay, guys, this was a Friday, a work day at 11 o'clock. These people took off work, they bought plane tickets, and they flew from all over. I talked to people from California, Oregon, Texas, Michigan, Florida, Maine. All these people flew in for this event. It was the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. I posted a picture. It was so many people that the aerial footage helicopter from the local news actually had to fly over. Mm-hmm. Cops had to block it off. It was the most amazing thing ever. And here's what I want to say, and we're fixing to get off this because I know this is old news at this point, but I just want to reiterate the fact. There were no bullies at this rally. There was no violence. There was no fights. There was no beatings. There was no cursing. There was no wishing death upon people. In fact, there were signs that said, pray for Brian. Mm. I mean, this was a pro-life rally. In fact, I will say this, and this is not hate. This is simply the truth. The only people that were aggressive and mean and almost came to blows. Any guesses? You can't say, Alyssa, because I already told you.
Oh, I was fixing to guess.
Jake, any guess? Yes, it was a liberal, but any more specific guess?
The Democrat liberal.
The only people that truly got in the face of other people and almost came to blows. They didn't, but they almost did. Are you ready for it? Were the vest wearing Planned Parenthood people that were lined outside the building. They were the ones that got in the face of the pro-life people and were trying to start a fight. They were trying to. In fact, I would go even further to say that they were probably instructed to see if you can get them to attack you.
Go figure.
Because if you can get them to attack you, they lose all credibility on everything.
That's right.
And so I'm fixing to move off of this, but I just wanted to say, guys, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, every single one of you that shared the message. If you're listening to this and you were one of the thousands of people that showed up to this event, thank you so much. People often wonder, what's the point of all this? What's the point of talking all the time and all this and that? Last Friday was exactly why. That's why it matters. Mm-hmm. Social media, a couple Twitter messages, and a viral video can truly, truly make a difference. And what we're doing is important. The rights for our unborn babies are important. And I really, truly believe that we threw a gauntlet down last Friday. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that was a part of that.
I think it shows where the majority of Americans believe and feel, because it's just gotten so crazy lately.
Believe it or not, most people don't like murdering babies. It's a shocker, really. Who would have thought? But anyway, we flew into Philly. I didn't really want to go to Philly. I'm not a fan of Philly. Sorry if you're listening to this and you live in Philly. I'm pretty sure you already know. Yeah, but that was it. That was my last Friday, man.
That's awesome.
Did I tell you guys about the homeless guy in Philly? Mm-mm. Did I tell you guys about that?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Homeless man in Philly. I'm about to make you very famous. Okay, so I land in Philly. I woke up at 4 a.m. from Boston. I can't tell you why I was in Boston, but here very soon, you're going to know why, and it's a big deal. I was in Boston, took the 4 a.m. to Philadelphia, land in Philadelphia, walk outside, and immediately think I'm in Detroit. Okay? All right. Sorry, Philly. You know it's true. Okay? You burned your own city down when you won a Super Bowl, but I digress. All right. Very first person to greet me in Philadelphia is a homeless guy. He said his name was George.
Aw.
Sounds like a good homeless name. I don't know. George had most of his...
my papaw's name.
He had most of his teeth. Not all of them, but seemed like the stereotypical homeless guy. He comes up to me. I'm waiting on a taxi. Standing there minding my own business. Homeless guy comes up to me and he says, "Hey, do you have any money?" Like most homeless people do.
That's right.
He said, more specifically, 37 cents.
Oh, man.
Aww.
That's a really specific number to ask, right? Okay, so obviously I tell him, no, I don't have 37 cents. So I get into a cab, and I spent the rest of the taxi drive, 45 minutes to get downtown, wondering what the crap did he want 37 cents for? My whole day was ruined. What can you get for 37 cents?
Well, maybe he needed a Coke.
You can't buy a Coke for 37 cents.
Yeah, but maybe somebody else had given him some
change. He 37 cents short of crack?
Maybe
I don't know.
Maybe he got a $5 bill and went to buy a sandwich. And they said,
$5.37.
You forgot tax.
# Dear America, I need to know, what can possibly be purchased for 37 cents? # Dear America, if it's a drug thing, let me know. What could he have possibly been? What could he have been short?
I don't think it's drugs. I'm going to go food.
If you know what the drug is, let me know. And then take a look in the mirror at yourself as to why you know the answer to that question in the first place. I need to know what a homeless man is asking for 37 cents for.
That's interesting.
It's a true story. I wish
you could ask him.
I could have, Alyssa, in hindsight.
I would have.
But I'm not sure I'd have been prepared for the answer of what 37 cents is needed from a homeless guy. Jake, what's going on elsewise in the news?
Well, speaking of, you know, abortion, that topic, we have the sex strike going on
right
now with Alyssa Milano.
Ooh, Alyssa Milano.
I hate that I share a name with her, truly.
You do.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
Well, you know, at first this was just a joke and all, you know, funny to make fun of and all that kind of stuff. But now it's made serious strides because Bette Midler just joined the sex strike, folks. That's going to challenge a lot of us conservatives that like 73-year-olds.
Bette Midler, man. Well, okay. All right. First of all, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have been living under a rock and you don't know this, Alyssa Milano And, you know, I hate the fact that as a teenager, I actually thought at one point in time she was semi-attractive right. as a
she
person.
She was gorgeous.
But her soul was right. Either way, the point is, this chick, I refuse to believe. And Alyssa Milano has her own podcast now.
That's right.
Of which I have asked Alyssa Milano to come on the show. Or I'll go to her show.
That's never going to
happen. I don't care. No, because she no. is a big old wuss. But either way, the point is, I don't believe Alyssa Milano believes 80% of the crap comes out of her mouth. I don't think she does. I think she's fighting for relevancy, right? She was in Charmed. Can you name many other Alyssa Milano things that... wasn't she in that Mark Wahlberg Fear where she was that, you know... she was the girl who made all the bad choice. Can we Google that? Can we Google, before I go any further, if Alyssa Milano was in the movie Fear with Mark Wahlberg? While you do that, Jake, I'm going to go on my little thing here. Okay, so the funniest thing about this sex strike with Alyssa Milano is that she's essentially saying... You should practice abstinence in general, which is what most conservatives say first place.
Right.
What you should not have sex with everybody you meet unless you're either in love with them or you're prepared for the fact that you might get pregnant if you don't.
Thanks for helping out the pro-life movement,
this,
Alyssa.
Right. This chick's poor husband, man.
Not me.
Does he fall victim to this? Is he in trouble?
That poor fella.
That's what I'm saying. What did he do? You know what he did? He impregnated you when you had children, you hypocrite. You actually had kids. And you're
here, yeah. I got it. So, okay.
She
so,
was in Fear, by
oh,
the way.
She was. Oh, real she quick, Alyssa, fear. I knew it. All right. She plays the character of, in Fear, are you ready? The irresponsible friend that eventually goes and has sex with all of them and gets taken advantage of and all this other kind
Lord.
Of stuff because she makes all the bad decisions.
It's just a movie.
Go. It's a. It, all I'm saying is they pick people to play roles because they feel that they can best portray the things. Alyssa.
Okay, I wanted to share this because I thought it was so spot on. So one of my followers is MamaBear_Joy. And she's okay with me sharing, but she said that, one, she said, I posted that I'm pro-life, so I guess I'm good with having sex. Amen. So we're good there. So here's the thing, though. She made a good point. So if they aren't getting sex, then they aren't getting pregnant to have abortions. So it's really a win-win for us, because right. if you're pro-life,
exactly.
we don't believe that. So, and if you're not, what's the point? Because obviously if you believe that, then...
Ladies, listen to me when I say this. And yes, I'm saying this to you as a man, and I don't care because it should be common knowledge. If you need a washed up Hollywood elitist to tell you to stop having sex with people so you won't have babies,
mm-hmm.
you should probably take a firm look at your life decisions in the first place.
That's
this
right.
is common sense stuff, man. Why are we having to tell people to stop having sex? And the worst part is, you want to talk about feminism? You want to talk about people that view women as like reproductive factories and mm-hmm. properties? What kind of a pompous, degrading statement is this? If you really break it down, and I'm sorry if this comes across as crude, but you're basically saying that my crotchal region is so powerful and so important that all I have to do is use it as a bargaining chip against men to get what I want.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
But even, I don't care if you're a Christian, not a Christian, whatever you are, that's not the way to go about it. You should not use something that, I mean, that's just, it blows my mind. You shouldn't use that as a tool to get something you want. That's like therapy 101 of what not to do in a relationship.
Right. Yeah. And isn't sex, you know, the whole consent thing, the guy has to agree with it, the girl has to agree with it. She's kind of making it sound like women decide, you know, when people have sex.
Oh, no, that is 1,000,000% what this is.
Well, here,
is.
Let me read, really quick,
ahead.
The tweets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you kind of have context here. So AOC wrote, if you think your celibacy is due to female empowerment, maybe it's because far too many people relied on the disempowerment plus silence of women to not be celibate in the first place. And then the economist, I don't know what that is. Anyway, they tweeted, America is seeing a spike in celibacy fueled by economics, technology, and female empowerment. That just makes me sad for females. That's ridiculous. That's the minority again. I do not feel like that is the majority.
Well, like,
but it's
like most things that AOC says, that's only 10% accurate. Okay. Mm-hmm. She is accurate in saying that celibacy, i.e. not having sex with people, has spiked here lately, but it has nothing to do with what she actually says.
Right.
Actually, it's a much more sad reason why. Social media
exactly.
has a lot more to do with it, and because of the fact that people are secluding themselves more mm-hmm. because they no longer feel the need to go out. What is sex at the end of the day, right? Okay, if we really break it down.
I'm not sure I want you to break it down.
Not like the birds and the bees. What I'm saying is the ending of sex is all about what? A release, chemical release within your brain and your body, all that other kind of stuff, right?
I have no idea.
Well,
yeah. I am uncomfortable.
Okay, teenagers. All right. Anyway, the point is there has been a spike in celibacy because people are entering into online relationships, mm-hmm. i.e. right now there's apparently 20, 30 women that think that we're married to each other because they've entered into a relationship with a fake catfish person of which they think they're
okay,
married
to.
Okay,
but the point is they're twisting it to it's female empowerment. That's
right.
Right. That's
right.
The point. We don't have to dive into the whys.
Porn is on the rise. Mm-hmm. People are.
Or we're going to dive in.
People are taking care of themselves.
Thank you, Graham.
Yep. Parents this shielding
is,
their kids.
No, babe, this is real stuff right. that needs to be talking about. This isn't Barney. Well, I mean, well, we're having real conversation. This is what it really is.
Yeah.
And when people like AOC sit there and they lie to their teenage followers, teenagers actually think that women are leading this charge of blah, 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 and this is for the better. No, the fact that you're listening to every word she's saying on social media, that is actually the problem
yep.
of why people cannot relate, of why they cannot dialogue with each other, they cannot have real meaningful relationships, and why sex is on the decline, because social media is ruining society and it's ruining real life expectations.
Yeah. Speaking of
go for
you
it.
Know, terrible arguments, Alyssa Milano said on Twitter the other day, protect your vaginas, ladies. Men in positions of power are trying to legislate them. And this person replied and said, not all ladies have vaginas. Some have penises. It's not hard to put cis before ladies, but you chose not to. And that's transphobic behavior. So Alyssa responds with, you're right. If I could edit it, I would. Thanks. Like these PC, you know, lexicons are folding in on themselves.
It's got to be so stressful to be in that kind of party because the pronouns, you have to make sure every tweet,
every
post.
Time. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make this announcement right now. There are only women with vaginas and only men with penises. I'm sorry.
Call me old fashioned.
Well, that lady was just
I like my women without penises. That's all I'm saying.
Did you see that tweet? It said Donald Trump tweeted. I don't know if that's true or not.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But it said, call me old-fashioned, but I'm glad my mom was a lady or something like that. Did y'all see that one?
Yeah.
I was like, oh. All
right. So, and here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Hashtag Dear America. Let us know what you think about this, okay? Even if you are pro-choice, okay? Let's open it up to everyone. Even if you are, I know where pro-life people stand with this. I know where conservative men and women stand on this issue. But if you're pro-choice, do you think that a sex strike is really
the answer?
The answer? And does it actually put a good, like, image out there that
right.
women think that they should be able to punish men
mm-hmm.
to try to get what
for
they
not
want.
Believing what they want or doing what they want.
Are yeah. they having a sex strike with liberal men or is this strictly for conservative men? You know,
and also, how are you going to monitor if someone's actually being on strike?
You can't. Somebody made
that's
a funny tweet right now. They said, well, I just had sex with my wife twice yesterday. This strike is going terribly wrong. All right. Now, so here's a girl that I got into a discussion with on Twitter because she was like this big advocate of like, you know, saying, oh, Alyssa Milano is the greatest thing ever. So she says this, ladies, it goes even further down the rabbit hole. Ladies, stop having sex with conservative men. Not men,
mm-hmm.
conservative men.
There you go.
Total, complete sex boycott. So I could not let this one go. I just couldn't. I said, so I said it straight up, and I'm going to say it now. Dear feminist, or people that are pro-murdering children that think that holding sex out against men or conservative men in general is a good idea. Newsflash, conservative men aren't sexually attracted to, nor do they want to have sex with people that like to murder babies. Right. So it's a win-win. We don't care. We are happy. I am so thrilled to know that Alyssa Milano and people like her aren't going to have sex. So there's no threat of reproduction of someone like that. No conservative man wants to have sex with a pro-murdering baby woman.
Well, it'll be interesting in the next few months because we'll watch their attitudes. They're going to start getting really angry and very stressed out. Yeah.
Or people who don't give their kids genders, you know.
Oh,
God.
Going to give birth to a kid that doesn't know if he's a boy or a girl.
All right. Let's switch back really quick. And like I said, this is semi-nod to Mother's Day because Mother's Day was yesterday and we missed it because we're not on air then. My favorite Twitter account to follow on Mother's Day is Planned Parenthood.
Oh, man.
Planned Parenthood Action.
He loves it.
Planned Parenthood Action, which is the account for basically their fundraising and stuff for their 501c3. All right. Tweeted everybody to have a happy Mother's Day. Planned Parenthood. But it goes even further this time because of all the stuff that's going on. And I am almost positive it was in response to the Philly thing that we did. All right. Says Planned Parenthood Action says this. Happy Mother's Day. It's important now more than ever to protect our right to make decisions about our own bodies and our own lives. And that includes being able to decide if and when to become a mother. Of which I then respond with, you did decide in the bedroom.
That's right.
Amen.
Just
well, that's their choice.
Listen to that statement, though, Jake. Listen to it. We can now, after we've had sex, we should decide whether or not we want to become a mother or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what about the flip side? This is the slippery slope you go down. I know this is going to make some feminists mad. I don't care. If women should be allowed to decide if they actually want to be a mother or not, then how come men don't get to decide if they actually want to be the kid's father or not?
Because it's not your body.
But that body of that child would not be that child's body if it wasn't half because of the man. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, I get you.
Like,
but
that's what I'm trying to say. You're real quick to want men to pay child support because that's their baby, da-da-da-da-da. Well, what if they want to be a piece of crap dad and don't want to be a dad?
Right.
You want to be a piece of crap mom because you want to murder your child.
I never wanted to have the kid, so why should I have to pay child
exactly.
support?
Exactly. But
that is a slippery slope, though.
Now, let me clarify. I do not support that at all. I think the biggest pieces of garbage in the world are men that do not take up their responsibility as fathers, even if as the relationship between you and the mother is crap, you are still a dad. You
That's
pay
right.
for that child. You go above and beyond child support. You do whatever you got to do to that child. What I'm saying is the argument still remains the same. If Planned Parenthood and feminists and all these people are saying we should have the right to not choose who we have sex with, that's not what they're fighting for. They're fighting for the fact of if we have sex with whoever we want and then we get pregnant, we should have the right to decide if we want to be a mother or not. Then why don't the dude get to decide
if they want to be a father?
I know that technically I had sex with you and all this stuff, but you know, I'm just not ready to be a dad right
now.
Or
even on the flip side, if the dad's ready to be the dad and mom's not ready to be a mom, why don't they get to keep the baby then?
Right.
Yeah, why can't fathers legally take a court of action to go, no, that's my kid.
I want my baby.
Yeah, I want that kid. She can't murder that kid. She's going to have the baby, and then I'll take the baby.
Sounds like women's rights trump men's rights. Like I threw Trump
apparently
in
women's like rights that. To be so oppressed. Women think that they're so oppressed this day and age. The pay gap, the wage gap, all that other kind of stuff.
Baloney.
But they think that their rights are above babies' rights. They think their rights are above father's rights, which makes them think that they're above men's rights.
Yeah.
This is a scary, scary thing.
I think liberal women, to clarify.
To clarify.
Well, thank you, Jake.
Not all women, of course.
Let's see. Jake took my not all ladies have vaginas thing.
Oh, Jake.
Oh, okay.
You stole it.
All right. I have one more thing about this freaking sex strike, and then we'll move on to something else because people are like, good Lord. But either way. All right, this is from Geraldine. All right, so this is just another, you know, add-on to the sex strike. So now this woman apparently saying, I ain't going to stop having sex for nobody. Pretty much. She
That's
said,
right.
Preach it, Geraldine.
She said, you know what? And I promise you, this is not going the pro-life direction that you think it's fixing
bummer.
To go. All right.
Never mind, Geraldine. So, all right.
But she just wants to be able to have sex with whoever she wants. You know what? Vasectomies are reversible. So why not make all men get them? Basically, at the point that they're able to reproduce, like, you know, have sperm, etc. Why not make all men get vasectomies? And then, if and when they're truly ready to be a father, you can have it undone. What's that? You have a problem with this? Yes, you're right. It's wrong to regulate men's bodies like that. You are right. It is wrong to regulate a men's body. But you're talking about preemptive things
right.
at this point, right? Women right now are talking about post-actions at this point.
Right.
There are, I was unaware that we've outlawed condoms.
Exactly.
I was unaware that we've outlawed birth control.
Well, condoms, you know, it just doesn't feel as good when you wear a condom.
Well, no one cares. Here's the simple truth, Alyssa Milano and feminists. No one cares. At the end of the day, we do not care. You decided to have sex with someone unprotected or even with a condom. The condom broke. We don't care. You still decided to have sex. What about rape and incest? 1%. 1% of abortion cases are rape and incest. You all are cowards because that's your argument. That is your strongest argument is 1% of the entirety of the
cases. But what I think is scary is that all the Democratic presidential leading candidates believe this way, the kind of extreme way. And that's why it just blows my mind, because all of us who honestly are thinking logically, like common sense, like after a baby's born, that's a baby.
They're psychos. That's
well,
why.
Like we always say, they're not interested in anybody's rights. They just want votes. So
and
they
power.
See how many people are pro-choice and they say, sure, we'll go with that. We're pro-choice. And they get a lot of votes for it.
I, like I said, Alyssa, to your point, they're saying whatever they've got to say to get what they feel would be votes. Pete Buttigieg, how do you say his last name?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg?
Pretty sure on that.
Man, you got to change that.
Buttigieg.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's like being named Shathid or something. You just got to change that. Because when you spell it out, it's not good.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg, Buttigieg, whatever. Okay. He comes out the other day in an interview. And
comes out.
Jake, you are going to get us in trouble. All right. He comes out and he says in an interview, now, just to clarify, this is a homosexual candidate running for Democratic president.
That's right.
Which this is.
Oh, your joke's even funnier.
This is. You didn't know that.
That's what my joke was.
That booty gig was gay?
Funny.
All right. Anyway, yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, by the way.
This is not that conversation.
Nope.
The conversation is to put it in context, all right? He is a gay Democratic presidential candidate that is pro-abortion, pro-late-term abortion.
Ugh.
Okay? He says, and I quote, he does not believe that God would be a Republican. He does not believe that if God were into politics today, he would be for the party that voted Donald Trump in office.
Wow.
So my response to that would be, I'm pretty sure God wouldn't be pro-murdering babies in the womb, which is basically the main pillar other than wanting to bring socialism into our country. Oh, and taking away
and
our
guns. Yeah, gun control.
That your party seems to go for. Show me a place in the Bible where Jesus hates guns. I'll wait. It ain't in that. Maybe it's in the red word somewhere. Maybe I missed it. Maybe it's in the Book of Mormon.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it ain't in there. But this is what these people believe. But even if you're a Christian or not, okay, let's say you're not a Christian. Everybody knows the story of Jesus, okay? Let's just say you're not a Christian. You believe the story of Jesus just to be a made-up thing, okay? I know Aladdin's a made-up thing, but I know that Aladdin's a good dude in the story, right? Okay? Go with me here. Alyssa's giving me like this death
stare. I'm
just
waiting.
All right. So let's just go on the premise that non-Christians believe that Jesus is a make-believe figure, is not real. What about the story of Jesus makes you think Jesus is pro-murdering babies?
Right.
Anybody? Anybody?
No, he loves the little
That's
children.
What I'm saying. He loves kids more than he loves the adults in the Bible. He tells them straight up, you better get out of the way and let them kids come up here because through them is the kingdom. No.
Red and yellow, black and white.
Dude,
they are precious.
That's where we're at.
Well, speaking of the sex strike and all the marital relations it's going to cause, in sports news, golfer Tyler Duncan, he had a pretty decent week at the Byron Nelson Classic and just might walk away with a nice cash prize, which is good because he's probably going to be buying his wife some expensive gifts after he hit her in the head with the golf ball.
Oh, no!
This was a long shot. I cannot imagine this being an accident.
That was, I don't know, man. Those guys are pretty talented.
I mean, out of all the people that he could have hit in the head with that golf
that's
ball.
Funny.
Yeah. Not a great Mother's Day for her.
All right. Well, speaking about Mother's Day, since you brought it back in, IHOP has joined. They had a little Mother's Day post yesterday. And, of course, it can't be just to give mothers thanks. It has to be like a innuendo to abortion. All right. So this is IHOP. You guys can go check it out. It was yesterday at 9 o'clock in the morning. All right. IHOP, verified account. And it's got a picture of a sonogram, okay? And in the sonogram, there's a stack of pancakes.
Oh, my
Hold
goodness.
On, but listen. The thing says, if you have pancakes in your tum-tum, does that make you a pancake mum-mum, right? And then people said something like this. Oh, life starts at consumption.
Oh, man.
You know, I mean, but these, I mean, this is where we're at. This is somebody says, is it a pancake the second the egg is broken?
Oh.
Yeah, you see what
yeah.
I mean? Like
I'm all for jokes, but come on.
There's a line.
But that's where we are as a society right now, guys.
That's funny.
We can't eat. That's funny.
No, that it's funny to say something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay. Jake, you're about to get fired off this show.
Someone's about to throw
that
quick.
No, but that's the point. We can't even tell mothers Happy Mother's Day without taking a shot at abortion. And I want to put it in context. Jake, you can verify this. And I'll read it now because it's not Mother's Day anymore. I sent you a picture of what I wanted to write on Twitter for Mother's Day. But I said, you know what? My political whatever stances on things or my social issues with things today is about moms.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what I wanted to write. I wanted to write Happy Mother's Day to all the real moms out there. You know, the ones that actually chose not to murder their babies. That's what I wanted to write.
Mm.
And I sent it to Jake and I sent it to Jesse. I didn't even tell Alyssa because I knew she wouldn't want me to do it. But that's my point. Restraint is everything. Whether or not that's a completely valid point. I mean, if we're being completely honest,
right?
Yesterday should be a shout out to all the moms that decided not to murder their kids. But I digress. There are times and places for everything. Is there nothing that we can do that doesn't have to be a dig at some kind of social issue, especially one as serious as abortion? I've been saying this for weeks now, and people have been arguing with me. I have said it, and I will say it again. Jake, you're one of them. You haven't agreed with me on this. I'm telling you, abortion is going to be one of the main pillars during this next presidential election because it ain't going nowhere. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and more vocal, more and more adamant. If you do not think that this is going to be one of the biggest issues that we fight for in 2020,
mm-hmm.
I do, man. I just don't think you're paying attention. It is that serious, and it has gotten to that level.
I just think the Democrats will try and avoid it. They'll try and not have to talk about it.
Trump won't let them. Trump,
right, exactly.
From day one, will come out and say, you want to murder babies in the womb. I guarantee you they don't even make it 3 minutes into the first debate. Trump's coming out with, you want to kill babies, and holds his hands up in the air. And go, what else are we talking about?
Well, they're really good at skirting questions. They'll just turn.
How do you skirt that question?
But they are. I mean, they are good at turning it around.
They got a lot of time
asking them back. Or
think about that.
All right. Let's change it up a little bit. What other topics do we got going on?
I got one that has nothing to do with anything relevant.
Let's do it.
Okie dokie.
Let's do it.
So apparently, two girls are in the back of an Uber driver. And it's so funny because while I was in chaplain training, my chaplain actually said, I will never do Uber, ever, ever, ever. And then this came out. But basically, this guy decided he thought they were pretty and wasn't going to take them where they wanted to go. He was going to try to kidnap them. And so he tried to lock them in, and they noticed that they were not headed toward their intended destination. And he tried to lock the doors on them. And I guess it was a very quick attempt. Obviously, had not been thought through, because one of the girls was able to open her door and unlock it. And she jumped out, and then her friend followed her, and they called the police, and now he is in custody.
What a dummy.
Awaiting trial. But I'm like, what?
Uber's got your like license plate.
They
listed.
Have all it's your information.
All your stuff. Mm-hmm. It's got GPS tracking
so Uber,
in the car.
I didn't read all of it, but I know Uber did come out saying,
we do not condone this.
Yes, exactly.
We do not condone kidnapping
this.
People.
We don't know what happened. You know.
So. Just to be clear, Uber's policy is not pro-rape and kidnapping.
That's right. Basically, yeah. That's
kinda like the scene from that movie, Bone
Collector. Bone Collector, except yeah. for he did kidnap them. This guy.
Well, that was back
I don't know
in
what
old
happened.
School taxi days. Okay, let's do this. Baker Mayfield, and for those of you who don't know, Baker Mayfield, Heisman. Didn't he win the Heisman Trophy winner from Oklahoma?
Sure.
He's now the starting quarterback for the. No, he did. He won the Heisman from Oklahoma. He's now the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. Has come under fire for saying this. I'm starting to like Baker Mayfield more and more, but either way, Baker Mayfield tweets, people are too soft after school does away with naming a valedictorian. Hashtag Dear America. Is that ridiculous? Are schools too soft? Should we acknowledge the people that, to be blunt, are better than the other students?
Or who worked for it, yeah. worked hard
but
to get that place.
Yes, true, but even saying it like that, babe, tries to dumb it down a little bit and tries to soften the blow. That person that's valedictorian as far as academics go, which is all school is.
Right.
You graduate school for academics. That's how you pass school. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Now, it can be argued. People work the system. It's not supposed to matter how good at baseball you are, how good at you graduate school because of what? Your brain, your mind, your intelligence, your academics. That means that the valedictorian is better than you.
Yeah.
Why is it wrong for us to say, this person is better than you? They deserve an award and an acknowledgement for that reason. Well, they are better.
It's the age of the participation prize. Ugh. You know,
but
participation
trophy. But if you
trophy.
Take those things away, why would you want to work harder? If
you
don't
exactly.
have people want, you know, they try hard so they can be a valedictorian. You take all that away, then what's the point?
Well, I knew I wasn't the valedictorian.
Oh, me
I didn't
too,
really
honey.
Care who got it.
You can put that mindset into anything. Take I don't know, car salesman. You can only get commissions until you reach $5,000 a month. Then after that, you can no matter if you sell 20 more cars, you ain't making no more money. Guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
They ain't selling nothing else.
Nope.
You know what I mean? If you don't have systems in place to where you reward people for going above and beyond and working hard, you're dooming the society because you're going to get a bunch of lazy. Well, I've done it. We've all done it. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me recruiting? When I was in the military recruiting, you have a quota throughout the entire year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If they were to have told us that if we did all of our quota in the first 3 months, and then we still had to put people in every year because we couldn't just not relax or chill out, we wouldn't have worked hard at all. We would have put the minimum in every month until it was over with because there would be no incentive to go above and beyond. So,
well, it's similar with like socialism. It just makes people not want to strive for, you know, entrepreneurship or whatever. Just makes everybody, well, if I'm not going to be able to succeed, I'll just, you know, lose my motivation, lose my drive.
All right.
Get things for free.
Let's talk about drag queen people for a minute.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Desmond.
All right. So, well, yes, I'm leading into Desmond. Alyssa just ruined the
rewind.
The
no Desmond.
I was going to start off on the fact that Chips Ahoy, yes, the actual cookies, this was done at 2:12 p.m. just yesterday.
Don't ruin Chips Ahoy.
You can go and check it out yourself. They have this person called Vanessa Vanjie or whatever.
Vanjie.
Hashtag Happy Mother's Day to your moms, your drag moms, and everyone who celebrates you being you. Hashtag get these cookies. Can we not just sell cookies, man? Is Chips Ahoy business, is the chocolate chip cookie business hurting so much that now we got to put it in the LGBTQIA
47.9 QI pi to the third square power.
What? Can we just sell stuff? Really? Can we just sell stuff? So moving on to selling things, like Alyssa has already alluded it to, I have made a video about this guy, this 11-year-old kid named Desmond. All right? 11-year-old drag queen named Desmond. All right? Now, I talked about him because he was photographed with an adult drag male naked in a photo. That's what got me in on it and all this other kind of stuff.
That makes me so mad.
But now, Converse, who is owned by Nike, go figure, the same people that said that Colin Kaepernick was, the true definition of what sacrifice means. The same company that does that has now announced a partnered with folks connected to the LGBTQ plus community to promote their new line of shoes known as the company's Pride Collection. An 11-year-old child named Desmond Naples, I guess, a so-called drag kid. It ain't a so-called drag kid. It's what it do. This kid was filmed getting money from adults for walking a drag thing like 2 years ago when he was nine.
Yeah, and he's gone to several bars, I think, too, correct?
Hashtag Dear America, let us know what you think from a parenting perspective. I don't care what you think as a parent that you should allow your children to do. Is 11 years old inappropriate? Even if you think drag is appropriate, let's be fair to the people listening to this. Even if you think that's okay, is 11 okay? Is 11 okay for these 11-year-old kids to be able to walk up and down these runways with adults looking at them, throwing money at them?
Absolutely not.
No.
Is 11 okay?
Didn't y'all talk about this last week on the podcast I missed? Didn't y'all talk about something about like voting and driving? Or did I?
I think we talked about voting.
But I mean, it's kind of the same principle. At 11, your child is a child.
Right.
Shouldn't you be protecting them? I mean, great. Let them be who. I mean, this is the, I'll be devil's advocate. Let them be who they're going to be. But still, like, you don't know who they're. You need to protect them. I know he started the drag house? He started that. And apparently his mom came out and said, stop calling social services. They've come out. They've cleared us of anything. And she posted.
Well, they're not America, first of all. Okay. Mm-hmm. That needs to be said. They're not Americans. I think they're Canadians.
Well, there's Nike again acting like they care about rights of people when they have child.
They care about money.
Child
Nike
labor.
Cares about nothing, man. Money. They are honestly, in my opinion, Nike is one of the worst. We're going to go a little long, Jake. Sorry. No, Jake is giving me, I love it because you guys can't see it, but Jake gives me like the, we gotta keep moving.
The finger roll.
I'm not done, Jake.
All right.
So we've got a couple other things to say. All right. So anyway, hashtag Dear America, 11-year-old drag queen, acceptable, not acceptable. Let us know what you think. Speaking of good moms, you guys remember Farrah Abraham? You guys remember her? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, is that from Teen Mom?
The Teen Mom girl.
I got one.
All right. Huh. Well, you know that she went down an amazing track and she became a stripper. She got a porn deal, a couple porns, all that other kind of stuff. Well, she has made headlines in what is deemed Shocker of the Week.
Oh.
Now, to be perfectly clear, I don't know how old this article is or when it took place, but it seemed to fit in today, so we're going to talk about it. Farrah takes a break from her four-year-old. These days, former Teen Mom star Farrah Abraham spends most of her time appearing at strip clubs or giving interviews and doing porn. Anyway, but she insists time apart from her daughter, Sophia, 4, isn't hurting the little girl. She is quoted saying, "It's healthy that we have a break," claims Farrah, whose dad lives near her in Sophia in Texas. She has her own life and is doing her own thing, and I'm doing mine.
Well, I wonder who has her. If it's dad, because if dad has her, maybe that is best
that
for her.
That sounds like a couple taking a break. You're going to do your thing for a little while. I'm going to do my thing, and we're just going to call this what it is. Hashtag Dear America. Wow. Does Farrah Abraham deserve a Mother of the Year award? I'd be excited to hear what you think. Hashtag Dear America. Jake, what else you got? I got one more, but I want to make sure we get to everybody's stuff before we call this out.
I got a story happened a couple days ago. A couple was kicked off an Air New Zealand plane for ignoring the safety briefing. You know that briefing that we all ignore?
I think we would all be kicked off the plane
but
then.
But the thing was, they were in the emergency exit. And the lady asked, will you please just say yes to this question I'm asking you? And they just ignored her and looked at their phones. So they turned that plane back around and they kicked them off the flight.
They will. Wow. They will straight kick you out.
You don't want to listen?
We had a dude that didn't want to put his bag up top one time, and they were straight up finna get the air marshal over around him. I'm not kidding, man. That's one thing the airline don't play about. You want to be weird with a bag or a piece of luggage on a plane, buddy, they will freak out. Alyssa, you got anything else?
I have a really quick one if Jake will let me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Is it about Jake? You looked at him weird like it was something.
I just don't want to make Jake mad. Okay. So this is really, really quick and has nothing to do with anything again. So
this I love is your honesty,
a dumb criminal because I just think they're so funny. I'm sorry. Okay. So for a trio of drug thieves, it wasn't their lucky day. In Florida, Silver Springs, Florida, they broke into somewhere and found 3 jars of cocaine. All right. They took it home, were really excited, snorted the contents, and then they discovered that the jars were in fact urns and that they were snorting the remains of the victim's husband and 2 dogs.
Nice.
Wow.
Was the husband and 2 dogs on cocaine? Maybe there was some cocaine in it.
I've never done cocaine, but I just feel like, wouldn't you know?
You probably
like,
know first.
They obviously maybe they were already high or something. I'm trying to justify, like, how do you like go through it? Ugh.
It's a lot of filler in this cocaine.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck?
All right. I got one more funny one then we're going to do.
Graham did not find that amusing, clearly.
No, I'm doing 8 million other things on this side here while we're doing the same thing. So last week, I believe we talked about the, crap, is it trans, if it's a dude wanting to be a girl, is it a transgender male or female?
I think it's the sex you're trying to be.
So it's a transgender female.
If it's a guy trying to be a
Okay, girl. All right. A transgender female broke every female weightlifting record the other day. Shocker. Well, I have good news to report that the trans power lifter has been stripped of all titles in women's championships.
Oh,
they finally realized, you can't do that because that's not fair because men are stronger than women. All right. Either way. All right. So that wraps it up for us today, guys. I'm going to close this up and then I want to give knowledge to my hero of the week. And I just want to say that thank you guys so much for listening. If you're listening to this podcast, make sure that you subscribe and make sure that you give us a rating. Guys, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening, don't let it ever be forgotten the power of social media and the power of change that you all possess. We don't do anything. If it wasn't for you, none of this would go anywhere. It wouldn't be heard by anyone. And what happened in Philadelphia on Friday is proof to the point that we can have our voices heard and we can make a difference without going off the freaking deep end and causing riots and destruction of property and assault and battery and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You can have your voices heard for the battles that you believe are worth fighting for. So thank you for that. And last but not least, I want to give a nod to the hero of the week for me. And this is a bit sad of a thing. Everyone knows about the Colorado school shooting. And this came out, you know, last week and all this stuff. And I just want to give a shout out to Kendrick Castillo. And I, you know, I pray that I'm saying, you know, and pronouncing his name the right way. This young man, teenager, was killed while trying to stop one of the assailants during shooting at his school. So this young man was brave enough and courageous enough to put his life and lose his life trying to defend his classmates. You know, I'm sure that not every classmate was kind to him all the time. I'm sure that life wasn't always easy for him. Maybe he had a lot of friends. Maybe he was picked on. Who knows? All I know is that in the face of danger and life and death, this young man proved to be truly one of the greatest among us because it is a special type of person to hear gunfire and run towards it. So absolutely. I just want to give a special nod to Kendrick. Rest in peace. I know the good Lord has welcomed you. Thank you. You are a true hero. That is it for us, guys, on this episode of Rant Nation. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you so much for listening. Alyssa, where can they find you?
Alyssa Allen on Instagram and Facebook.
Jake?
Producer_Jake on Instagram.
And I am Graham Allen. on every single platform. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you again next time.